Track 51.
A Guide to Surviving Annoying Neighbors. They turn up the radio too loud or drive a motorcycle at 5 in the morning. They refuse to cut their grass or forget to return your pan. These kinds of neighbors can make anyone's life difficult. If you have neighbors like these, you might feel like you're about to blow up. Before you do, get to know the types of annoying neighbors and how to deal with them. Types of annoying neighbors. Annoying neighbor type 1. The noisemaker. These neighbors can't seem to do anything quietly or calmly. They yell when they're talking on the phone. Their laughter is not at all pleasant. They turn up the TV volume as loud as they can. You might as well be watching right along with them. They slam doors, stomp on floors, and practice singing any time of day or night. Annoying neighbor type 2. The borrower. These neighbors ask for things all the time. They may start with small items, such as gardening tools or cooking utensils. Then, they ask for bigger things, like your lawnmower or vacuum cleaner. What makes them awful is not that they borrow from you so often, but that they are frequently late in returning borrowed items, if they return them at all. Annoying neighbor type 3. The careless smoker. These neighbors don't seem to care that the smell of cigarette smoke goes right into other people's homes. If you live in an apartment building, the problem will be worse. They may smoke in the bathroom, on the balcony, or right in front of the main entrance. They may throw cigarette butts out the window or in the garden. What's most annoying is that it is often hard to find out who's guilty. Annoying neighbor type 4. The slob. This type of neighbor tends to think that what they do with their property is their business. They don't repair their houses when they're broken, keep their lawns trimmed, or shovel their sidewalks when it snows. Their yards are always full of junk, like old furniture and broken appliances, and they refuse to clean it up. How to prevent a neighbor war. 1. Get to know your neighbors. Do you know the names of your next-door neighbors? How often do you say hello to them? If you don't know your neighbors well, introduce yourself and be friendly with them. When problems occur, it will be much easier to talk with someone you know rather than a total stranger. 2. Talk it out. Speak with your neighbors in person when there is a problem. When you do, be careful not to blame them. This might offend them and start a fight. Just tell them what's bothering you in a nice, polite way. They might not have even realized they had caused a problem. Try to understand them and see if you can work together to reach a solution. 3. Get support from other neighbors. Chances are, if you have a truly awful neighbor, others living nearby have had unpleasant experiences with them too. So ask your other neighbors if they are having similar problems. They might give you advice or go with you to talk to the troublemaker. 4. Document the problem. Write down exactly when and where each problem occurred. Record loud noises and take photographs when necessary. These details will help you when you discuss any issues with your neighbor. The authorities can also use this information later as evidence. 5. Have the law on your side. Be aware of the rules in your city and neighborhood. You might think your neighbor's lawn is messy, but it could be perfectly legal. Or their rusty car sitting on the sidewalk could get them a ticket. Either way, you have to know the law in order to make a reasonable complaint to the authorities. 6. Talk to the people in charge. If nothing else works, get help from someone with more power. Sometimes consulting the building manager or landlord can be helpful. In the most extreme cases, you may have to get the police involved. Remember, however, that this should be a last resort.